This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, when Adam alayhi salam was sent down and Eve was sent down, where were they sent down to? Allah doesn't tell us in the Quran where they were sent down to. And you can find a large, you know, spectrum of differences of opinion as to where they were sent down to, because it doesn't come to us in the form of a narration, nor is it necessarily of benefit. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, for example, this would make all of the Desis pretty happy. Ibn Kathir says that Adam alayhi salam was sent to India, that Adam alayhi salam descended in India, right? And there are a lot of scholars, in fact, that said Adam alayhi salam descended in India, and that Hawa, that Eve descended in Jeddah. Okay, or in the area of Mecca and Jeddah. And actually, there's a tomb there, right? Or not, you know, there's an area there which is supposedly the place where Eve descended to. And there's no basis for that. You know, you might have seen it in Jeddah. There's really no basis that that is the place. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says Adam alayhi salam descended on Safa and Eve descended on Marwa. In any case, they descended in different places and they made their way back to each other, eventually ending up in Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established them in Mecca. And actually, one of the great proofs that Adam alayhi salam was not being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point is that Allah filled the earth with barakah. He filled the earth with blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to construct the Kaaba, the first house, awwalu bayt, the first house that was set up for man to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent the angels to construct the Kaaba for Adam alayhi salam. And we find, subhanAllah, that as that home was constructed for Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, where they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first place, the center of the earth, subhanAllah, the first place on earth where people would call upon Allah in repentance and seeking forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the black stone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us in an authentic hadith in a Tirmidhi, that the black stone came down from paradise. And at that time, it was whiter than milk. So it was not actually a dark stone at that time, but it, rather it was lighter than milk. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, but the sins of the sons of Adam darkened it. Okay? So it came down and it was pure, but the sins of the son of Adam, the sons of Adam, darkened that stone over time. And that's a very powerful concept, because when Adam alayhi salam came, when Hawa came to this earth, Allah was providing for them. The crops were producing in beautiful ways. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that when Allah sent Adam alayhi salam to the earth, Allah taught him, just like he taught him the asma, just as he taught him the names, Allah taught him, you know, how to build. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him how to construct things. So Allah actually had these instructions given to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just give him the barak of the earth. You know, if you're a bad farmer, but you have a good piece of land, then, you know, you're still going to grow crops. But if you're a wonderful farmer, but you have a terrible piece of land, then you're not going to be able to grow anything. Allah put barak in the earth. Allah put blessings in the earth. So any seeds that were planted would grow crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send rain upon them. Allah made it easy for them to survive. Allah made it easy for them to live. And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says, Allah provided Adam alayhi salam. As Adam is sitting here on this earth and he's missing the fruits of al-Jannah, Allah provided Adam alayhi salam with the fruits of Jannah. So Allah would still have the fruits of paradise provided for him. And so Abu Musa says, so your fruits, the fruits that we have today, they are still from the fruits of Jannah, except that your fruits change and those do not. Your fruits spoil and those do not. And of course, your fruits taste different from those fruits as well, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, that when, you know, and this is very early on, actually this is before the story of Adam alayhi salam, that we would be eating the fruits of Al-Jannah and we would think that these are the same fruits of Al-Jannah. But once you bite into it, are the same fruits of the earth. But once you bite into those fruits, then you say to yourself, where did this come from? You know, what is this, right? This is entirely different fruit. Because Allah put barakah in it. Allah put blessing in it. He put sweetness in it. He doesn't allow those fruits to spoil. So when Adam first came to this earth, there's barakah in the earth. There's blessing in the earth. There's blessing and the black stone, which wasn't the black stone at that time. It was pure. There was nothing that covered it. There was nothing that caused it to spoil. The fruits did not spoil because there were no sins. But then slowly, as mankind started to sin over and over and over again, as the sin of murder comes from Qabil and Habil, from Cain and Abel, as the sin of envy and hasad and pride comes, as the sins of zina and adultery start to manifest themselves, then generations later, the sin of shirk, the greatest sin of all, to associate a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earth loses its barakah. The gardens start to spoil. The fruits start to spoil. And the earth would continue to lose its barakah until the last day, until the last moments on this earth, the last few years of this earth, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns the barakah to this earth with the coming of Isa alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.